Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday. It is the last segment of the day, and you're going to want to go absolutely nowhere, because in just a few minutes, my colleague Dom Salvia is going to get on the horn for the Dom Salvia Show, the fantastic program that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. And in the 4 o'clock hour, Dom is going to drop on you the keyword of the hour. Once you hear that keyword of the hour, you're going to want to text that word via the Civic Media app. Don't text in on our phone and text line. You got to text it in via the app. If you don't have the app, you go get it from your favorite app store. It is free, free, free. It's my favorite price, free. You're going to text that keyword via the app. That is going to register you to win a prize that we give away every hour that we drop a keyword. That's either $100 in cold hard cash, super helpful for the holidays, or if you've just had enough of the holidays and you need to get away from it all, you can also opt to get an overnight stay from the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. So we pick one winner for the 4 o'clock hour, and then at the end of Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win contest, we're going to give away eight grand prizes from our grown-up gift list. We've got espresso machines, robot vacuums, luggage, humidifiers, all of these things that every grown-up probably needs, wants, already, maybe already has, and that's why there is a gift list from you for you to choose from, so do not miss out on that. As it is the last segment of the day, and earlier this week, we talked a little bit about the dating situations that we get into. If we've had to break up with somebody because of political differences. And so, especially because apparently Terry Barr and I are going into family holiday gatherings this weekend, and I think a lot of people are getting into those gatherings, I thought I would give you some advice for how to navigate what can be somewhat tense political discussions with family. This will be my Good Friday afternoon news for all of you as we head off into our weekends. So there's no question, if you got more than just a handful of people at one of your gatherings, someone there disagrees with your political take. I think one of the first things to do, and if there's a host or if you're hosting, you could ask or say to your guests, we're going to leave, sex, religion, and politics at the door and just put that on the shelf, and everybody can have a safe word. It's like pineapple if somebody starts talking about politics or something that makes somebody want to disengage. Here's another fun one for sort of enforcing the no sex, religion, and politics rule. So you got the safe word, pineapple. All right, we got to move on, new topic. And if somebody yells pineapple on somebody else, I would suggest having like a politics swear jar. You get where I'm going with this? Like, you start talking about the politics, if it's your fault that it's coming up and you broke the rules, you got to put a little buck into the politics swear jar. I think it could make it a little bit lighthearted, reduce some of the tension. But listen, sometimes even with pineapple and the rules and the politics swear jar, you might still find yourself in a political discussion. So here's from a very personal standpoint, I've had these arguments, these discussions, and I've not always done well at them. But I do know that there are some common characteristics when they have gone better than bad. And that is this. I usually always am saying to the person, hey, I love you, and I know that we disagree. So let's see if we can start with some of the things that we do agree on. And usually that's some of our baseline values. And hey, we agree upon these baseline values, whether it's hard work, care and respect for others, preserving freedoms, or whatever it is. And then I try my best which I often fail at on this show, to let people just talk until they're done. I mean, one of the reasons I fail on this show is I've made a commitment that I won't allow deflections, discrimination, or disinformation. But I don't have that responsibility when it's a private conversation. Somebody can say what they want. So I let them talk themselves out. And the next thing I say is, when you say these things, this is how that makes me feel. I know this is old school stuff, but I think it bears mentioning, especially if I feel real activated by it. And if the person doesn't seem to be particularly receptive, especially if I feel hurt or saddened by what they've said, often I've tried to simply leave it there and say, I disagree, and you seem like it doesn't matter so much how your words are affecting me, and I think it's best we leave it there. But if we can genuinely care about the way that our words are impacting those that we love and care about, I then continue to try to lead with vulnerability and find the little pieces of common ground and actually call those out and say, hey, look, we found two or three things that we agree on. And the last thing I'll say to you is this. I think it's okay to take breaks. Hey, we're getting a little excited. Let's go refill our brandy old-fashioned sweet with a cherry or our Diet Coke or whatever your thing is. Let's take a break. And if all else fails and it's going badly, know what your boundary is and know when you need to walk away. Because screaming with family members or good friends, it ain't worth it at the holidays. So for me to you, I hope you all have a beautiful weekend. I hope it is safe and warm. And that if you are celebrating the holidays, that they are successful celebrations free of political strife. Because remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it.